The Volumes of Truth. Volume 4. Walking in the Footsteps of the Messiah's Passion. February 10, 2010. From the Lord, our God and Savior. The word of the Lord spoken to Timothy. For the Lord's little flock, and for all those who have ears to hear. Regarding the feasts of the Lord. Thus says the Lord, to those who believe, to those who have ears to hear, eyes to see, and a heart which longs to know me, as I truly am. Three are fulfilled, one is, and three are to come, coming quickly. Of the three fulfilled, you shall remember and honor them, according to how I command you. The dates and times, the new moons, and seasons, are not the focus. Rather, Yahushua is the focus. For the significance of these holy days is found in their meaning and revealed by their order, even as all find their fulfillment in the Messiah and their completion in the coming of the Lord. Thus you shall not keep my holy days as the world, nor as those held captive in the churches of men, nor shall you follow the futile traditions of the Jews. For those who deny the Son, deny the Father also. Their worship is in vain. For the Jews reject the Son of Salvation, and the churches of men pollute his name and corrupt his image without ceasing. For they do always follow the dictates of their own hearts, and in their stubbornness they hold fast to religion, embracing the commandments of men, walking in every perverse doctrine and tradition thereof, which I hate. Therefore, you shall set yourselves apart from them, and do all I command you. You shall honor the Passover a week before the time, beginning Tuesday at sundown. You shall walk in the footsteps of Messiah, and remember, blessing his name and giving thanks, according to each day he fulfilled in his passion. Four holy convocations, plus one, shall be kept. As the Messiah kept the Passover, so shall you in like manner keep the Passover. As he was afflicted, you shall fast. As he slept in the tomb, you shall mourn. And as he rose from the grave, you shall rejoice and sing praises. Behold, you shall complete the week with joy and feasting. Then later shall you remember the bridegroom being taken from you, and rejoice in the blessed hope of his soon return. In this way will you begin to partake of the hidden manna, and your hearts shall be glad, causing you to see with greater eyes, your understanding of the glory brightening, as you enter into a more profound knowledge of the salvation of God, which is accomplished and fulfilled in the Son of Man. For the holy days are revelation, revealing hidden things kept secret since the world began, signposts of things to come, a foretaste of the kingdom, a glimpse into the glory of God, even as the Scriptures, unfolding and coming to light, as the will of God is manifest. And though you are counted as last partakers by the Jews, and scorned by those who dwell in the churches of men, I tell you, you shall be first partakers. For I have set you apart as an example, and by these things shall you bear witness of my comings and goings. For I am the Lord, and I shall surely follow the counsel of my own will. For I do not receive counsel from men, nor shall I follow the line which they have stretched out for me, that I might adhere to their rules or meet their expectations. Rather, I do that which is right and good in my own eyes. Therefore, those who diligently seek to know the Father must abide in the Son and obey his voice, living testaments to those without knowledge, an ensign to all nations, soon taken up, first partakers of the glory. Indeed, many who are counted as first will be last, and many who are counted as last shall be first. For those mocked and persecuted for my name's sake must be first, even as those who are mocked and persecuted because of this word shall be first also. I am the Lord.